The tight end room got reshaped beneath Brenton Strange this week, and Strange's own ledger stayed exactly as empty as he wants it. The move. Jacksonville traded Hunter Long, the veteran number two, to Arizona. Long and a seventh-round pick in 2028 going out for a sixth-rounder the same year, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk, citing Ian Rappaport. The room that came out of Sunday's cutdown is Strange, rookies Nate Burkircher and Tanner Koziol, and Quinton Morris, who took the last spot after the trade, per John Shipley at Jaguar Report, with Patrick Herbert waived, per John Oser at the team's website. Depth changed composition. Nothing moved above it. As for Strange, no injury item, no missed practice note, no mention in either account of Tuesday's joint practice with Tampa Bay, and a routine seat in Friday's finale with the rest of the frontliners. For most players, an empty week is nothing. For Strange, it is the point. That is now 5 consecutive weeks without his name on any injury ledger, carried all the way through the cutdown. Our last episode asked exactly that question, whether the week to cutdown reports would keep his name off the injury ledger entirely, and the answer is yes. The other half, whether he draws red zone targets when the starters take their first game snaps, never had a chance to be answered. Jacksonville's starters sat all 3 preseason games, so those first snaps now come in the opener against Cleveland. For anyone new to the file, Jacksonville extended Strange in late June, 3 years, up to $48 million with 25 guaranteed, after a season of 46 catches on 60 targets, and our June preview called the role and target volume, the repeatable parts, with availability, the one question the money could not answer. He has never played a full season, and last year ended 5 games early. That is why a quiet week is evidence here, and he has now stacked 5 of them right to the edge of September. We'll check on him again once the games count. Data via NFL Verse.